Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a Monday, May 6th, Mother's Day week. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Heather was out of town for dance, and Alex had State Solo Ensemble Festival on Saturday, so did that and did some rehearsal for an upcoming show choir thing that the kids will be doing, hopefully at Owen Park on Wednesday. So, busy.
Is this that you're going to be singing?
Yes. So it's kind of a parody of what the kids did.
Okay.
So they apparently do this every year, and I have managed to not be able to do it so until this year. So,
how many other parents? A lot of them?
I think there's 13 of us, something like that. So not all of them, but a sizable group.
So, nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you say a parody, I mean, is it more comedic or is it serious?
Yeah, I mean, it's more comedic. So, it's kind of a riff off of what they did for their show choir set this year. And it should be fun.
All right, good. Well, Mental Health Monday. Thinking about that in a couple of different regards. One is I saw Maria Friday night, put the TV on for a little while. I saw, the Shark Show? Shark Tank.
Okay. Yep.
And so Maria Shriver was on there with another guy, and they were kind of hawking a product, and somebody ultimately stepped up with the $500,000 they were going to commit and be involved, one of the panel. But she was talking about, basically, it was like gummies that were good for you and good for your brain. And she talked about her dad, if people remember, Sergeant Shriver.
Sure.
And she said he was the smartest guy she ever knew and helped create the Peace Corps and other things, Job Corps. But that ultimately, in his later years, I mean, he didn't even know her name. And she just talked about wanting to fight against that. And I thought that was a noble cause. And what a troubling hardship that is for so many, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think there is, especially as our population is aging, there's definitely a drive among scientists and among other people as well to figure out how do we handle these changes that people are experiencing cognitively and physically. And so there's a lot of different things that are being proposed. And unfortunately, there's no cure for things like Alzheimer's disease yet. But, you know, I think people are definitely interested in finding out more about that.
Double dipping on Mental Health Monday, because the other one I was thinking about was how about our pets and mental health, the importance of that?
Yes. Pets can have a significant positive effect on mental health, and I laugh because my dogs can really annoy me sometimes. Mm-hmm. When that's happening, I'm like, are they really good for my mental health? I'm not sure.
Right.
But, you know, we know for sure from research that it can help with longevity, overall physical health, just companionship. All of those things are really good and important for people's mental health.
Yeah, I was thinking about it in our house, just the way it worked, where Peggy had gone to Colorado for some training, and the people she stayed with had a miniature poodle, and that she's like, I totally want one of these. And so, I mean, just that loving shadow, and we've had little Wesley for 5 years, and he is that. I mean, he's just such and I think, wow, I'm so glad we had him during the pandemic and beyond, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're great. You know, and you have to deal with the annoyances of things like, we're going out of town, who's watching the dogs, and that sort of thing.
But
I think the net is positive. You know, I think overall it's definitely a positive thing for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like I think about some of my best exercises is walking the dogs.
Yep. Right, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I think we're up to Acts 1, 18 to 19. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, Judas had bought a field with the money he received for his treachery. Falling headfirst there, his body split open, spilling out all his intestines. The news of his death spread to all the people of Jerusalem, and they gave the place the Aramaic name Akeldama, which means field of blood.
I apologize if you are in the middle of breakfast, but yeah, here's the devotional commentary from Acts 1, 18 and 19. Jason's devotional commentary. Luke added a follow-up note about Judas. You may recall that in Matthew's gospel, Judas felt remorseful and tried to give the 30 pieces of silver back to the chief priest and then went and hung himself. In Luke's telling. Judas purchased a field with the silver but fell in the field and his body burst open. Matthew and Luke wrote differently about these accounts, but here's what is true. Judas betrayed my son, felt remorse, tried to take it back, and died violently. There was a field purchased with his silver that was used as a cemetery for the nameless. Final thought.
Yeah, I would just echo your apology. I mean, one of the things that is true of the Bible, right, is that it doesn't always give us these flowery images. You know, there are definitely hard things it talks mm-hmm. about. And, you know, and I think also that the gospel writers, you know, provided different glimpses of things that happened. And yeah. This is one example.
It is. Have a good Monday.
Yep. You bet. Talk
Here we
you.
Go, our buddy Jason Kantz. All right, WWIB. He was celebrating his 40th birthday early with two sold-out shows for his comedy sermon. He's pastor and stand-up comic Drew Frelick in Detroit. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
I'm fine. So tell me, the two sold-out shows, this was at the Joke Gym or what?
Yeah, so we had two sold-out shows for Commentary, which is the show I wrote. It you know, the finished product really was a total blending of sermon and stand-up comedy. The audience at first, they'd been to comedy shows at the Joke Gym, and they came in the first half, they're like, wait, what are we watching here? Because it's such a weird show.
Huh.
But it was a ton of fun. It went so well. And like you said, both shows sold out, and we're thinking about doing a third show in a couple of weeks, and who knows, maybe we'll bring it to Eau Claire, you know, I'll get some of that cheesecake.
There you go.
450 different flavors.
See,
that sounds great.
Yeah, I wanted you to know we don't just play MyPillow ads, we have other ads. So.
I know. Yeah, so no, the show was really, really great.
How long is it?
So it's about 90 minutes. It's
wow.
Definitely, it's a two act. So there's an intermission in the middle.
Okay.
And it's definitely the most complicated thing I've ever written. You know, I've done stand-up for a long time, but this is more like theater.
Huh.
And so it's the act one is 45 minutes, and the second half is 45 minutes. And it's just, there's no crowd work. It's
okay.
Just, you know, a script. You're watching basically live theater that's kind of like stand-up
okay.
and preaching.
No, so, I would love to see it. I mean, I wish Detroit was closer, but when is it going to
be? Well, you know, when we get this third show going, you're going to be the first person I reach out to.
All right.
If you're available. I know you're a busy man.
No, the thing is, yeah, I drive a 2005 Honda Accord with more than 232,000 miles on it, so that's
Well, maybe you can ride
engine,
your bike here, you know?
The engine sounds like a World War II fighter plane. Okay, so...
Oh,
but that's not all, because you had something happen last week. What happened with the Frelick family vehicle?
Yeah, so our car was stolen out of the church parking lot at 9:30 in the morning.
Wow, how did that happen?
And this is not in Detroit. This is in Ferndale, mind you.
Okay.
So, you know, people assume it's Detroit, but it's actually Ferndale, the supposedly, you know, fashionable suburb that we work in. And
so were the keys left in it, or how did they steal it?
No, it was very weird, Mark. The keys were not, they were, you know, my wife had put them in a very specific place in the church.
Yeah.
They were not visible. She stepped out of the room for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And somebody knew they were there and took them. And it's very weird. So we're in the middle, you know, in the middle of putting this show on, we're also doing a police investigation and talking to the detectives. And of course, I'm the chaplain there at the police department. So now they're all kind of laughing at us, you know, like, you guys need to get a frequent flyer card. We're out there so much.
But you use your life as material. You use your life as material. So yesterday, in not only doing your shows Friday and Saturday, the Sunday sermon, I understand you ask people, JDISSHC, what would Jesus do if his car was stolen?
Yeah, so everybody knew about it. You know, it was stolen from the church. There was a ton of church people there. So everybody knew about it. And so I decided, well, let's just talk about it. You know, everybody's thinking about it anyways.
Yeah.
So if I can preach on this, I can frame the discussion a little bit.
Sure.
Because people are afraid, or they're angry, or they have all these different reactions. So I thought, well, you already all know about it, so...
Weekend recap here, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo, WWIB, first Monday of May. And so Peggy and Elena were away, Elena's third and final dance competition of the year. And so they were in Rochester, Minnesota from Friday till late yesterday. And so kind of batching it for the weekend. And baseball, doubleheader was the plan in Marshfield. Boy, they got some great facilities over there, Kayla. I'll tell you, this was outside the high school. They got their own, like, baseball and softball deal. It's really fantastic. But we only got one game in due to rain, and so Chahai winning that rain-shortened contest. Enjoyed watching as much as I could of the T-Wolves and Nuggets. Wow, the Ant-Man is something. And then a couple of church services yesterday. I took in the viewing group Eagle Brook at the Oxbow Sunday mornings at 9, plus Valley Brook, cut the backyard grass, and Sunday fellowship group last night, plus a lot of dog walking.
Well, I did not get the lawn mowed, but I did do something that you did, and I watched the Timberwolves in the second half. And,
he's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we can't have the Bucks,
yeah,
at least we can have the T-Wolves going as far as possible, and man, they were a lot of fun to watch. So I enjoyed that, and again, just got a Costco run in on Saturday, which is something we really enjoy doing, and then just a lot of kind of R&R time on Saturday, which was fun and maybe needed more than I thought. And so enjoyed that time together. And also on Sunday, too, went to church. Had a great breakfast for lunch at my parents' house, too, including quiche and cinnamon rolls. And, yeah, my mom's cinnamon rolls are just the bomb.
Dad sounds good.
Made the frosting. And just fantastic. So enjoyed. Oh, and my sister made biscuits and gravy. It was kind of a breakfast feast. And again, breakfast food is the best. So we enjoyed that time together. Beautiful day for Cooper's baseball practice last night. And then here we are this morning, too. So a weekend gone in a flash, but sure enjoyed it. And yeah, Sunday was a lot nicer weather than Saturday was.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. And throughout the last couple of minutes, I've been searching for my third joke. And so I've got two.
All right.
So that's at least what I got. All right. So we'll start it off here this morning. Yeah, Caleb, a bear expert says if you want to keep bears out of your backyard, just put up goalposts.
Oh, there you go. We can have football jokes even in the offseason. That's great. You know what? I'm going to go. It's a Monday morning, so I'll... A lot of us, hopefully most of us, all of us were at church yesterday, and some bulletin bloopers, real humor from some of those things that have been found in bulletins. For instance, this was actually printed in a bulletin. Last Sunday, Miss Charlene Mason sang, "I Will Not Pass This Way Again," giving obvious joy to the congregation.
Oh, hey, here's another one for me. I just found this one. I am good. I've got three. Here's the second one. So it's the student talking to the teacher here. Student says, "Hey, can I do something to help my grade?" And the teacher's like, it's May. And the student's like, "Sorry, may I do something to help my grade?"
Oh, I like that one. Make us laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Another bulletin blooper. Boy Scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children.
Oh, no.
That was actually printed in a bulletin.
Ouch. And my last one this morning here on WWIB. In 3,026 years, life on planet Earth will either be really good or really bad. It's 50-50.
There you go. Make us laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-396-1670. My last bulletin blooper on this Monday morning. This was actually printed in a bulletin. Potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m. Prayer and medication to follow.
Okay.
Thinking meditation is there what you go. Meant.
Yeah, I think. Well, weird and wacky things found in sewers on the WIB Wake Up Show.
I feel like there's some sort of a Ninja Turtle thing that should have been here, but I...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. A water company in England has released a list of the 10 strangest things found in sewers.
How about a Dora the Explorer action figure, which obviously went on quite an explorative adventure, and a Ken doll as well. So Dora went exploring the sewers, I guess.
That may be in the next Barbie movie. How about pieces of a garden shed?
How does that get in the sewer?
I don't know. How did it make it?
False teeth. I mean, yeah. I guess I could kind of see how that might happen.
That's where it is. Even underwear.
Even a chopped up bed frame. What are people flushing there in England? instead of throwing it away, let's just flush it.
They also unearthed lots of eyeglasses.
Sure. Again, this is Coventry, England. Weirdest things, wacky things found in sewers. Many wallets were also found in the sewers.
Many, many keys.
Cutlery.
Really? And even car tires. I don't know.
Wow. I don't even know how that would happen. I did see, I was at a grocery store parking lot over the weekend and did see like their sewer grate in their big parking lot.
Uh-huh.
It seems to be a sinkhole kind of forming around that too. As I kind of, my wife was like, nope, we're not parking there.
Yeah, right.
But then of course I needed to go explore and see.
Caleb the Explorer. So,
yes, indeed. Not quite Dora because I didn't actually make it down into the sewers. Thank goodness.
We're glad. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday, WWIB. It is Mother's Day week, Caleb.
Yes, and so we're giving away a beautiful hanging basket courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse right across from Turtleback Golf Course and Country Club in Rice Lake. And we've got a trivia question, and we have a caller, Shelly from Shatek, joining us on the line. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to give you, it's kind of a multiple choice, and what we're going to do is give you three options, and two of the three options are correct. So that means you have an almost 67% chance of getting this. And we just want to give you this beautiful hanging basket, 12-inch hanging floral basket valued at nearly $48 from Blue View Greenhouse.
This is like miniature golf, the last hole where it really slopes into the cup.
Yes. So the question is this. Which of the following flowers are known as the birth flowers of January? So which of the following flowers are known as the birth flowers of January? Two of these three are correct. So you just got to get one of them. And Havel, do you have the three?
I do not.
All right. So it is the daffodil, the carnation, or the snowdrop. The daffodil, the carnation, or the snowdrop. Which of these is known as the birth flower of January? And again, two of those. There's actually two. Two of these are correct. What do you think, Shelley?
I have no clue, but I'm going to go with carnation.
You're going to go with carnation. Is it carnation? You are absolutely correct.
All right.
Well done. The carnation and the snowdrop are the two that we would have accepted.
Considering
not the birth flower of January.
Considering January, I would have thought snowdrop if I didn't know it all. But hey, I'm glad you made it through.
Well done. Yeah, that's called our two-thirds right trivia wake up show.
Two out of three ain't bad. There we go.
Shelly, hang on the line, and we're going to get you that gorgeous 12-inch hanging floral basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.